I know exactly what you mean, Merlin said soberly. And the truth is, he told himself silently, that at least some of the army's officers do entertain the same doubts Halbrook Hollow did. Like the noble Earl of Swale, for example. Barca Roskale, the Earl of Swale, was young, only 37 Safeholdian years old. He was also very tall for a Safeholdian, within an inch or so of Merlin's own height, and rakishly good-looking with his fair hair, dark eyes, and sun-bronzed complexion. Back when Merlin Athrawes had been Nimue Alban, she would definitely have given Swale a close look. But in addition to his good looks and noble birth, Swale was a dyed-in-the-wool temple loyalist. He'd done a better job of hiding it than quite a few of his fellows, including Halbrook Hollow, but Merlin had no doubts about his fundamental beliefs. What he didn't know yet was where Swale's ultimate loyalties lay. Would his repulsion against the Church of Caris's apostasy and heresy, and quite possibly the death in disgrace of an army commander he deeply admired and respected, drive him into treason of his own? Or would his and his family's long-standing loyalty to the House of Tate, unusual, actually, among the high Chisomian nobility, and his oath as an officer of the royal army hold firm against those forces? Merlin was afraid he could guess which way Swale would jump in the end. But he hadn't jumped yet, and neither Caleb nor Charlian was in the habit of punishing people for what they might do, which suited Merlin Athrawes just fine when it came down to it. I'm keeping an eye on all of the ones we know shared at least some of Halbrook Hollow's doubts, he reminded himself. And if Caleb and Charlian aren't going to hammer anyone until and unless someone decides to emulate Halbrook Hollow, they won't hesitate if the time ever comes to bring that hammer down either. I know they hope they won't have to, but they'll do it if they do have to. And at least it looks like the ones with temple loyalist leanings are definitely in the minority, for now. And Duke Eastshire? He asked out loud. What's your read of how he feels about all this, my lord? You're asking me to comment about my commanding officer, Sajan Merlin, Green Valley said, with a sudden and unaccustomed edge of severity, and he frowned. I understand why you'd be concerned, but to be honest, I don't think it's really appropriate for me to be passing judgment on his grace's loyalty to the crown. Merlin allowed one of his eyebrows to arch in mild surprise. He started to respond, then stopped. Actually, he thought, Green Valley's stiffness was a judgment on Eastshire's loyalty, particularly since it clearly didn't stem from any reluctance to risk antagonizing a powerful noble in the extraordinarily unlikely event that word of any criticism on his part would ever make it back to Eastshire. What it is an indication of just how much he's discovered he respects Eastshire, Merlin told himself. If he had any doubts about Eastshire's loyalty, he wouldn't respect him either, no matter how flexible the Duke might be in a professional sense. So the fact that he doesn't want to answer is an answer. I understand, my lord, he said out loud, rather more formally than had become the norm for his conversations with Green Valley. The Baron looked at him for a moment, then gave an almost imperceptible nod, and his frown vanished. So, overall, you're satisfied? Merlin continued in a more normal tone, and Green Valley nodded again more firmly. Overall, I'm very satisfied. I wish, and so does Duke Eastshire, that we could have provided even more marines as cadre, but we both understand why their majesties had to leave General Chen a big enough garrison force in Coruscant. I also wish we could get the new rifle shops and cannon foundries set up here in Chisholm more quickly, but Chisholm simply doesn't have the pool of experienced mechanics and craftsmen old Caris does. At least the first couple of shipments of rifles have already come in, so not everyone is drilling with broom handles. On the plus side, in addition to everything else we've just been talking about, I have to admit that the Duke and his officers seem to have a better grasp of the realities of fighting on land than we do, than I do. And I'm the fellow who developed all our new infantry tactics, he snorted. They pay me a flattering amount of attention, and they listen damned carefully to everything I say, particularly given the fact that, unlike them, I actually have field experience with the new weapons. But the truth is, they've already pointed out a lot of places where my ideas, and not just about tactics either, they've got a lot more experience with army logistics than we have, could stand some improving. In some cases, a lot of improving. And it says very good things about you, my lord, that you not only recognize the truth when you see it, but that you're willing to admit it to others, and not just yourself too, Merlin thought. So you think I'll be able to go back to Chiraeth and tell their majesties the great army integration project is going well? He said out loud. Yes, Green Valley said, looking steadily into the Sajan's blue eyes, making it plain just how many levels he was actually speaking on. Yes, I think you can tell them it's going very well.